Hello again, and welcome back to our anonymous mystery. The other week, we presented an account from someone who was at Pennhurst at the time of Devon's disappearance. This person is quite possibly the last individual to have heard her before she disappeared. And while many of you have commented that the account left more questions than answers, others began wondering if something like this had happened before.
A minor having disappeared from a hospital, that is.
Yes, thank you. Many of you began peppering the message board searching for similar cases, and as always, we are astounded at your resourcefulness. Now, we can't confirm any of these are connected, but there are two other instances of minors disappearing from state facilities prior to Devon.
The first of these took place in 1989. Which would mean a 10-year gap between events. The hospital was located in Virginia, which, yes, is also in the eastern part of the U.S.
From an analytical perspective, it's outside the typical offender's geographical shift, but...
Oh, come on. There have been plenty of criminals that have changed geographical regions to avoid detection.
I was just about to say that. It's not unheard of, and... there are a number of serial criminals whose careers were extended because they changed location. And since information was not as readily available in 99, connections could have been overlooked.
Yes, the lack of associated similarities is frustratingly common among cold cases which are later solved.
Exactly. That's why looking into the past can be the key to solving in the present.
So, first we have Virginia. Well, there is even less information about this hospital. There was no obvious overlap in patients or staff. Of course, we still don't know who Shaw is, so let's not be naive and just rule him out.
What we did find was that an 11-year-old boy disappeared from a hospital while visiting his grandmother. For me, that one line would negate the case right there.
Agreed. Many perpetrators have a type, and rarely stray from that. The fact that this was a boy and not a girl makes me think it's not the same person.
Add to that, that they were visiting a patient and not a patient themselves.
Exactly. It looks similar on the outside, but the details tell a different story. The second case, now, that one caught my attention.
Vermont is much closer in region, but still outside the jurisdictional purview of Pennsylvania authorities. Disappearances taking place there would likely not draw any attention beyond a few days on the national news. Meaning, after Devon disappeared, they likely wouldn't be looking there.
Had they opened their eyes to all the missing persons cases in nearby states, they would have heard about a 15-year-old girl going missing from a juvenile detention center. Sure, it's not exact. But you don't need to be a fucking profiler to spot the similarities.
I agree.
I mean, hello? Same gender, similar age, being held at a state facility. And you know what profession would frequent said facility? Mental health professionals.
Bingo. You have a similar type of professional interacting with the missing girl. And over the 6 months that she stayed there, there were hundreds of staff members who came and went. Coincidentally, the facility burnt down not long after the girl went missing. While no one was hurt, all the records were lost.
And here I don't believe in coincidences. I believe the hypothesis with the least number of variables is most often correct. Add to that, it took place less than 4 years before Devon. And this looks like a straight line to me.
While I'm always hesitant to make those kinds of statements, the MO is eerily similar, and it makes me wonder if there are any more victims out there.
We need to finish this case before we start the next.
Discovering what happened to Devon may well open a number of cold cases. I'm not sure if that thought is more comforting or terrifying. Thank you again for listening, posting, and continuing to search for information. Somewhere out there is the truth about what happened to Devon, and the person who uncovers it might be you.